Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump is warning New York City voters not to elect Zoran Mamdani as mayor, threatening to starve the city of federal funding if the Democratic nominee wins in November. Now, for more, we're joined live in the news studio by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. And, of course, the big story of the morning regarding this is that Eric Adams, the current mayor, says he will not run.
There's a reason he's not running. Trump hasn't given him permission.
But he's a Democrat, Mr. Mayor. Supposedly.
Yeah, but so far New York doesn't even seem to have any Democrats in him, unless you're socialist Democrats.
Let's remember, they had a Democratic primary, and Eric Adams, you know, didn't make it. I mean, and so he ran as an independent. What we see is, you know, a Democratic Party. What I find absolutely amazing is this: is the new slogan seems to be, you have a choice between the crook Cuomo and the communist Mamdani.
Can a Democrat?
Does that sound familiar, Mayor?
No.
Oh, what a bad choice of words.
I think it's rather good.
Can a Democratic socialist win?
It appears as if he's already won for all practical purposes. There's just no way that a guy who was governor could come back and suddenly be mayor, particularly since he offended the city of Boston when he was Secretary of HUD. He offended the city of New Orleans when he was Secretary of HUD. He offended Miami and San Francisco. So, you know, he's looking for a job.
It's going to be an interesting phenomenon. I mean, do you think Trump's endorse or slamming of Mamdani helps Cuomo or helps Mamdani?
Mamdani. Yeah. Clearly helps Mamdani. Mamdani doesn't have to say a word. Trump is so eligible for recall. If we had recall, that's what would be happening to him.
You really think so?
Oh, absolutely. He would win. You're misinterpreting my comments.
Money in politics, though, is that going to make a difference in this race?
I'm not sure. I don't want to be on Trump's list.
Got it.
Yeah, please.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Well, let me ask you, what makes the difference? We have Democratic Socialists in San Francisco. They were ruling the roost or strong in the roost, and they sort of fell apart in this last election. What's the difference between New York and here? Why are we going more to the moderate and New York's going more to the left?
It's Lurie.
All right.
Lurie. You know, you got to have somebody like that shows up, not a politician, doesn't know anything about politics.
So this, right. So
can
this
afford his own driver.
So this doesn't speak well for the Democratic Party. Basically, what you're saying is within it, it's crumbling, so you got to move in, you got to come in from outside.
No, you got to have somebody else who says they're Democrats. And that's what he says. That's what Lurie says. He says he's a Democrat. So don't take that away from us.
Okay.
Phil, you guys are talking. Thank you so much for making a special appearance today on a Monday. Friday's the normal gig, but
yeah,
we thank you for coming
on Fridays
in.
We make sense.
This isn't Friday?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
We came to say goodbye to Eric. We came to say goodbye to Eric, and there's not a lot of people that could get us up on a Monday morning and out in this early. And for those of you who don't know, Mayor Brown is dressed in his full "I'm going to the bank and asking for money" suit.
Wait, that's every day.
Gentlemen, you are correct, Eric. You're totally correct on that score.
No, Fridays, it's I got the money and I'm dressed up to spend it.
That's why he's just getting home now, right?
So what do you got on the horizon there?
Well, I got some health issues to take care of, and then I'm going to not get up at this time of the morning. I'm going to record you guys, obviously, but I'm not going to wake up to hear you live. No, it's just it's time. We've all been doing this a really long time. And
how many years?
In broadcasting?
Yes.
43?
Wow.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. And, yeah, I've told a lot of stories, been a lot of places, burned a lot of bridges.
Yeah, the way things are these days, if you made 43 years without saying the wrong thing and getting thrown off, you're actually doing really good.
Yeah, that is quite a career. I am not retiring, but I will be moving to afternoons.
Oh.
And Steve Scott, the wonderful Steve Scott, will be in the mornings starting tomorrow.
Hosting you guys on Friday.
So you get to sleep in.
I do, too, get
and
to sleep in.
And somebody else gets. Oh, okay.
It's a win-win for us. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to work with you.
At what point are you going to switch us?
Not yet. You guys are sticking around. Same time, same place,
retire.
Every Friday.
You guys can never retire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.